Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Security camera footage captured the moment a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Flames explode from the blast, followed by plumes of smoke as pedestrians flee in terror. The bombardment came as Xi wrapped up his visit to Moscow. Hosting Xi this week was Putin's grandest diplomatic gesture since he launched the war a year ago and became a pariah in the West. The two men referred to each other as dear friend, promised economic cooperation, condemned the West, and described relations as the best they have ever been.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the Eastern Front Line on Wednesday, meeting with troops and giving awards to servicemen. Zelensky said in an evening video address that it was a personal honor to support the troops defending Ukraine in the toughest frontline conditions. He added that it is painful to look at the cities in the Donetsk region to which Russia has brought such terrible suffering. Ukrainian forces have held out for about 8 months in Bakhmut, despite taking heavy casualties in one of the bloodiest battles since Russia's full-scale invasion 13 months ago. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have offered best wishes to Muslims around the world at the start of the holy month of Ramadan. In a statement issued Wednesday, the President and First Lady reaffirmed America's support to Muslim communities suffering hardships and devastation, including Turkey, Syria, and Pakistan, which have been hit by deadly earthquakes and massive flooding during the last year. Their statement also said the U.S. and its partners stand in solidarity with Muslims who face continued oppression, including Uyghurs in China and Rohingya in Myanmar. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to continue the congressional authorization for the use of military force in the global fight against terror. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Senators voted 86-89 to reject the effort by Kentucky Republican Rand Paul to repeal the 2001 measure. It gave President George W. Bush broad authority for the invasion of Afghanistan and the fight against terrorism. It came up in a debate over a separate repeal of two authorizations of military force in Iraq. There is broad bipartisan support to withdraw the congressional approval granted in 1991 and 2002 for military strikes against Saddam Hussein's regime. Those authorizations are rarely used and focus just on Iraq. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States Navy is denying a claim by China's military that it drove away a naval destroyer that was sailing in the South China Sea. China said on Thursday it monitored and drove away the USS Milius after it illegally entered the waters around the Paracel Islands. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet issued a statement saying the guided missile destroyer is conducting routine operations in the South China Sea and was not expelled. The statement also said the U.S. will continue to fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows. Tensions between the United States and China have been growing in the area. The U.S. has been showing up alliances in the Asia-Pacific region, seeking to counter China's assertiveness throughout the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait, as Beijing seeks to advance its territorial claims. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese fought back tears on Thursday as he revealed the question the government wants to put forth in a potential referendum, whether to recognize Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in the country's constitution.
To be very clear, because I was asked this question this morning, are there any circumstances in which this will not be put to a vote? The answer to that is no. Because to not put this to a vote is to concede defeat.
Australia is seeking to give more recognition to its indigenous people who have inhabited the continent for 60,000 years but are not mentioned in the 122-year-old constitution. Aboriginal people were marginalized by British colonial rulers' doctrine of terra nullius, nobody's land, and not granted voting rights until the 1960s. The government will introduce the bill next week, hoping to pass it in Parliament by the end of June. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.